The Gist, a preprint of the Yale Akiko Iwasaki and Harlan Krumholtz post-vaccination syndrome study called Immunological and Antigenic Signatures Associated with Chronic Illnesses After COVID-19 Vaccination, was recently published. Vaccine blogs draw a lot of heat, but please know that comments touting conspiracy theories will not be allowed, nor will comments asserting that vaccines are responsible for everything under the sun. Over 100 million people have participated in vaccine studies worldwide, and the results are pretty clear. Coronavirus vaccines have saved many lives, prevented many hospitalizations, and are protective against long COVID. In very rare cases, they increase the risk of developing some diseases, but coronavirus infections increase the risk of contracting these diseases more. The vaccine studies, however, have been very poor at picking up signs of what is now called post-vaccination syndrome, or PVS, whose symptoms are a close match to those found in long COVID, ME/CFS, and fibromyalgia. We simply don't know how many people have post-vaccination syndrome. This 42-person study delved deep into the immune systems of people with PVS. Several findings, a lack of B-cell maturation, T-cell exhaustion, increased classical monocyte levels, Epstein-Barr virus or EBV reactivation, and a persistent spike protein, appeared to mimic findings in long COVID and or ME/CFS. A familiar theme of innate immune system activation, attempting to compensate for the failure of the T and B-cells to fight off the virus, seemed to emerge. While not all post-vaccination syndrome patients had the spike protein, in some cases it was still present over 2 years after infection, suggesting the protein may still be tweaking their immune systems. Much work is underway to better understand viral persistence and its role in long COVID. Greater reactivity to Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, proteins associated with cytotoxic T-cell activation suggested that EBV, or Epstein-Barr virus reactivation, was tweaking the post-vaccination syndrome patient's immune systems as well. Therefore, either of the viruses could be causing or contributing to the symptoms found in long COVID-19. The classical monocyte finding seemed to echo Bruce Patterson's findings of 2 years ago. Patterson and his company Health Bio recently began a large phase 3 clinical trial of their approach to long COVID, a machine learning approach which found that hormones and neuropeptides associated with stress response, pain-detecting nerves, and immune activation were associated with post-vaccination syndrome, brought more similarities to ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. The Yale team received heat from traditionalists and vaccine conspiracists. Traditionalists didn't want to hear about post-vaccination syndrome right now, given RFK Jr.'s ascension to a leadership position, and vaccine conspiracy theorists got a boost from Elon Musk, who, despite the fact that long COVID predated the coronavirus vaccines, tweeted that, quote, they are finally admitting long COVID is just vaccine injury, end quote. While small, this study was good news for anyone with post-coronavirus vaccination syndrome or any kind of post-viral vaccination syndrome. Getting results similar to those found in long COVID and or ME/CFS suggested that finding an answer to those diseases will also help people with post-vaccination syndrome, or PVS.